Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all heard, take it from the top.
1, 2.
My mic sound nice, check 1.
My mic sound nice, check 2.
My mic sound nice, check 3. Are you ready?
On the line, I have Taylor Danes, Andre Ziegler, and Medisa. Hey, good people. How y'all doing?
Hey,
everyone.
Hi.
I would like to say happy birthday to Hip Hop. Thank you so much for Salt and Pepper for bringing us in today with My Mic Sounds Nice. So, yes, that's how we're feeling. We did have a different song, but we wanted to give a birthday shout out to Hip Hop. But anyway, we are the code, and two of us have already started drinking. I don't know about the rest, but two of us are getting there. And so we would like to give you fair warning, that we do cuss, we do drink while we are on the air, and we say bad things, we are a little offensive every now and again. So, yeah, that's what we're here for, to bring you joy and offend you a little bit. So, let's get to it. Yep, let's get to it. So, tonight we are talking about long-distance relationships and shit.
And shit,
yes. And it can be anything. Y'all know I ain't good. But, yeah, it can be anything. But this night may take us. It may take us close to somebody's age. I don't know. But that's what we're talking about. And I'm talking about long-distance relationships and how they should work out and whatnot. So this is where the conversation came from. Okay, I'm going to give you a scenario. This scenario that came across my desk in the office. I didn't tell y'all about it. I want y'all to hear this for the first time. Okay. So, you and your mate live in a specific place. Okay. This is not your husband, and this is not your wife. This is your boyfriend / girlfriend, okay? Mm-hmm. You all currently live in the same area. One of you has received a promotion. But in the promotion, it requires you to move. Now, do you not take the promotion because you don't want to leave your honey? Or do you say, hey, look, listen, let's try to work this shit out let's try to work out a, you know, a long distance relationship just for a little bit, and maybe, you know, we can meet at a common ground. Okay? What would you do in this situation?
Who going first?
Me? I'll go first. So
okay,
what you're saying is that, okay, so I'm at work, and boom, I get an email, and it's like, hey, we want to promote you, but we want to send you to Chicago. And mm-hmm. I come home, I'm like, hey, boom, guess what? The job want to send me to Chicago. And then I'm supposed to decide, I'm going to Chicago. This ain't my husband, right?
This is not your husband.
This is my boyfriend. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, hey, baby, guess what? The job promoted me. They want me to go to Chicago.
Hey, baby. Okay, I'm sorry.
I know, right? Hey, baby.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Go on.
Yeah, like they promoted me and they want me to go to Chicago. And then he could be like, oh, that's what's up. Or he could be like, no, fuck that. Either way, as he's talking, I'm getting my bags together because mm-hmm. this ain't my husband. It's men in Chicago. I'm just saying.
All right. That's Taylor's thought. How are we moving around this circle today?
I'm going. Yeah, okay. Like, I'm not going to let no temporary booty stop me from doing something great with my career. You're going to have to get on board, you know? You're going to have to get on board, and if you can't accept it, then oh well, because you're not my husband. Like, I don't have to give you a say-so regarding the choices that I make with my career. You ain't put a ring on it. You ain't changed my last name. We ain't got no joint bank accounts and shit. So, therefore, I do what I need to do. I'm going to move around accordingly. And if you can't get with the program, you just going to be in trouble. You're going to be single because I'm not stopping my money for you. You know what I mean? It's different. I don't have an obligation to someone who's not my husband. Period, point blank. Anything that I give you, whether that be, you know, asking your permission or whatever some people may do, you know, putting in your 2 cents regarding what my life decision should be, that's just giving you a courtesy. That's some courtesy shit. That's not no requirement shit. Because in the Bible, it don't recognize no boyfriend. It says husband, right? So, no. We're going to talk about it. If you don't agree, then I'll holler. See ya. Wouldn't want to be you. If you don't want to get with the long distance thing, you know what I mean? Then oh well. Because why do you want somebody to stay stagnant and not grow? Especially if it's a situation where a person has been waiting to move into a certain position. You know what I mean? Everybody has their sights set on something that they want to do potentially. So no. Mm-mm. No. We're going to talk about it. If you don't like it, you just don't like it. And therefore, we're going to move on. My two cents.
Okay, Andre.
Hold on. I'm writing down this note. Do not get in a relationship with Taylor and Medisa because they don't give a fuck.
No, that's not true. Right. That's not true.
That ain't true.
See, that's not even what we said. What I said
was, that's not
what
we said at all.
Say for instance,
you my boyfriend. You not my husband.
Boyfriend.
We talking. We've been talking for what?
Nope. I don't care. Bye. I don't care. We talking?
Three months.
Bye.
Did you say 3 months?
I didn't say 3 months. I did not give a time of how long the relationship has been together. Y'all may have been in a relationship for 2-3 years.
Basically, y'all two are saying if y'all been dating the same person that's been treating you right and been making your hair grow back, your edges coming in, you're just feeling stressed.
First of all, hold the fuck up. Wait a minute.
Like,
stop.
No, wait a minute. Like, stop the press.
Hold on.
Hold on. Hold on.
We're
not even.
Like, we can't even move forward. No, we can't even move forward.
We're going back this train up.
But break. Stop. That's the break. I'm pumping them. You just saying, making your edges grow back? Really? Really?
I don't know. I don't know what you're talking about because I never lost. I never lost my edges, so I don't know what you're talking about.
I got all my edges and walls.
Okay, listen.
Shit.
So you're gonna have to try that another way. No, I filled out all my edges.
Y'all trying to tell me the dude is treating y'all good, and y'all just gonna tell him to get on board? He ain't on board. Y'all just gonna up and leave. But this is the scenario. And what if he up and leaves with you, and then he quits his job when he gets there and he can't find a job? Do you know what you're going to be doing? Fucking bitch, lazy motherfucker. You can't find
no,
a job.
It's, No. Proper planning.
So you're
going to
support
prevent.
Him. So you're going to support him in his
No. Because we're going to sit down. We're going to sit down and we're going to make a plan. And we're going to say, this is what we're going to do. I got a job. It's guaranteed. I got my money. They sending me. They paying for me to move. They paying for me to find a place. They paying for my rent for however many months, because most of them places, when they send you somewhere else, they going to hook you up, right? So I'm going to say to him, babe, this is the situation. My job offered me X amount of money for this promotion, and this is what they're going to do. These are the benefits of me taking this position. If you my man and we've been together for a minute, you know my ambition. You know the stuff that I'm trying to do with my life. You know what I'm saying? You know how I get down. So therefore, you understand that if my career is important to me, you know what I mean, it's important for me to take this step. So you can either get on board and we can sit down like two grown-ass adults and come up with a plan and shit. You know what I mean? Your ass might have to stay where we at for right now, because you're going to have to take care. You're going to have to be able to take care of yourself. You know what I mean? You can find a job in the field that you work in another place. It's a matter of how bad you want it. But I'm not going to make a life-altering decision that causes me to miss out on something because I decide not to do it for a man that is not my husband, period, point blank. I don't care if we have been together for 10 years, because after 10 years, your ass shouldn't have asked me to marry you by now. We shouldn't still be boyfriend and girlfriend. You know what I mean? We ain't no common law marriage and shit. Don't nobody pay attention to that no more. So the way to handle this is we sit down and have an adult conversation. And either you can try to figure out how to make this work, or you can go on about your business. Because one thing I'm not going to do is let somebody else who hasn't given me their last name, who has not put a ring on my finger, you know what I mean, who is not my partner in life, stop me from making my money, period, point blank. Because just like
but
I got him, I can get somebody
put
else.
A ring on your funky-ass finger.
Okay, if he's cunt, why the hell my finger got to be funky-ass? My finger ain't funky-ass. But anyway, since you want to try to be petty, so if he's trying to put a ring, we're going to have a conversation. And if he really is trying to put a ring on it, then that means that as my husband, my wanting to be my husband, he is going to support my dreams and my goals, period, point blank. It's not up for debate. You cannot tell me that you want to spend the rest of your life with me, but yet you don't want to see me progress in my career, especially if I've been busting my ass working, and you know how it is. If you're a woman and you're a black woman, you got to work 10 times harder than the next person to get move forward, especially in the corporate world. So my point is, I'm willing to work with this person. It's not about me not wanting to be work with this person or be unreasonable with this person, but at the same time, I'm not going to let you stop me from doing what it is that I need to do. You know what I mean? And if you truly love me and you're trying to be my husband, then you're going to support that. It'd be the exact same thing if the tables were turned and it was his ass getting a job of his dream or his big break or whatever the hell you want to call it or whatever the case may be. You know what I mean? I'm going to have his back and support him as well. And that means you have to sacrifice. That means we may have to sacrifice some long distance shit. That means instead of having you in my face 24/7, I might have to accept the fact that you might not be able to fly out and see me for the weekend. And I might have to pay a little bit of extra money because I'm making a little bit more money to bring your ass out here. That's what I'm willing to do. But you have my back, I'm going to have your back. But if you like, whatever, no, don't leave, don't do this. I don't know what to tell you, bro. I holla. See ya. Peace. Just like that.
And Madis is way better than me because I didn't say at no point in my answer did I say we was having a conversation about nothing. I came in the house and said, "Hey, baby, my job want to send me to Chicago," and then as he was saying whatever he's saying, I'm getting my stuff together. I don't want to have a conversation. You ain't my husband. We ain't got nothing to talk about. I'm going on to Chicago.
Right.
Here's the thing. Ruthless. Now, if you wanna come to Chicago, you gotta start getting your shit in order. Like, you gotta figure out how you gonna get there. You gotta figure out where you gonna live because you're not about to stay in my furnished, my brand new place. I don't know the stipulations with this whole move.
Taylor, that's a little gangster though, Taylor. You won't even let him stay with you?
Mm-hmm. No, because see, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. You don't know the stipulations and the legalese, and I don't got time to be trying to figure that out. I don't want to get all the way to Chicago. I'm moving them in my little apartment, and they'd be like, we want you here. We ain't say nothing about this one here. Oh, no, we not finna do that, because I don't know. And you not about to mess up my good thing.
That shit right there is why dudes be like, okay, I'm sitting here in love with your ass, but you just gonna up and just damn throw the relationship away. That's why dudes be hoping that y'all get in a badass relationship and she go fucked up on y'all. That's cold as hell. It's gonna, he can move, but he can't stay with you. But y'all gonna be together. You moving,
I ain't say none of that. I did you?
There.
Where did you hear me say that?
Say
I ain't say none of that.
In Chicago, but if other niggas in Chicago don't mean they gonna treat you like the dude that you with.
Ain't nobody
that's
saying
my whole,
that. She,
that's
she,
my whole point. That's my whole.
Taylor
point
is the other end of the spectrum. Taylor is the other end of the spectrum. She's like, I don't give a shit. It is what it is. I'm
exactly.
moving. If you don't like it,
about.
So be it. I'm in
and
the middle
she
of
be
the
main one
of
us crying and complaining. With them sad ass talking about me and ain't shit.
Let me tell you, no, that's not true. Because if she makes that decision, then she's fully aware of what she's potentially throwing away if she makes that decision. I'm sure that she's going to weigh the risk and the benefit. And she, like she said, it is what it is. Her mindset is, I'm going to go after mine. I'm going to do what I need to do for me because you're not my husband. And the truth of the matter is, there's really nothing wrong with her point of view regarding that because of the fact that he is not her husband. Niggas do this shit every single day. Get rich, move by, get big, run out and leave that girl wherever the hell she at and whatever case may be.
Next thing you know, she got a whole big old belly and he laid up with what's her face? Khloe Kardashian. That's exactly what happened. A big
it's
old
a
belly. She had a whole
like
belly.
A nigga can chase his career. He can be ambitious. He can do what he needs to do. But and he just about his business. He the man. But yet a woman do it. We heartless and we cold. No, we just doing the same shit that been done to us all these years. You know what I'm saying? We've been building whole relationships on our fucking backs. And just because niggas want to get a dose of consciousness and try to believe that they are sit down, have several seats. Because that's not the way it's going. You know what I mean? At some point, we got to, as women, determine for ourselves what's good for us. Because we always take the back burner. And we always make the best decisions for a relationship.
Mm-hmm. We always make sacrifices. Women make sacrifices every day. I see it all the time. And meanwhile, you sitting here struggling. You stressed out. Everything. Well, it's like, well, you should have did X, Y, and Z. You wouldn't be in this situation. And like Medisa said, if you've been dealing with me for a while, you know what I'm about. You know where I'm trying to go. You know good and damn well I'm not here for the shits. Like, I'm here to get to where I need to be. And if you don't understand that, then, and yeah, it's plenty of men in Chicago. You want to know why? Because you ain't the one for me. If you're trying to tell me no, don't go for my career, no, because it would be the same thing if he was trying to get a contract, he was playing sports, and they said, oh, well, you got to go, you've been selected to play for L.A., you got to go move. And if she was like, no, you can't leave me, what you mean? It's my career. What you think he about to do? He about to stay there with her? No, he about to get his little happy ass on that damn plane and go over there and shoot them free throws.
His ass going to be right.
It's no different.
Smiling.
It's no different.
Side of the contract.
Well, he just signed the contract without even taking her into consideration.
Well, thanks. Here's my vote, and I'm gonna give it, and I'm keeping what did I thought. I'm just sitting here.
You
like,
started Betty Rubble
is
what you did.
I said, what did I do? What happened, dear God?
So, Dre, you know I love you, right?
Yeah,
you know I love you, Dre. You know you boo, right? I love you.
Who
I
got
have
you?
Whole nose and all. It ain't me.
Can you stop breathing hard, whomever?
It's not me.
I know it ain't you. I said whomever.
So here's my thought, okay? So listen, I get it. I see where everybody is coming from, right? I see it. I'm with Medisa. We're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about this. I'm giving you a courtesy to have this conversation with you. So it's either it's a plan or we're going to try to figure out, you know, who's doing what. Like, I know this job is going to mean more money, okay? If they're sending me somewhere else, it's got to be because of some more money, because I ain't moving on no
right.
transition, you know, linear shit. I'm not doing that. This ain't no, we ain't doing it. So they have to be on some, you know, extra money type stuff. Now, Now, what he can probably do is say, you know, let me see, depending on his job may be transferable. You know, he may not have to go and look for a job. He may be with a company that says, you know what, we got some locations out that way. It might be transferable. Let
right.
me see what I can do to try to help you. Yes, he's not my husband,
right.
but if he's willing to work with me and say, hey, let's do this, there can be some type of compromise. Now,
absolutely.
Also, if there's a transition period, is he willing to work with the long-distance relationship? I understand that he may be used to me being there every single day, but now I'm not. So there's going to be another conversation behind that because and you're my man. I know you. I know the shit you do. I know what you need. I know what you want. Now, y'all know I'm a little bit more progressive than some women.
Mm-hmm.
So we can have a decent conversation about some progressive things. So it's just a matter of how are you all willing to work things out. Like, it shouldn't be sometimes with some people named Taylor, that shit's cut and dry. Look, nigga, I'm moving. You come in or you not.
She's
just cut and dry.
Taylor gangster,
she
cut throat.
Just get you moving.
Soon as I walked in the door,
you know?
I started talking and packing.
Hey, baby.
So
she didn't even say
it nice like that. She walked in the door, bust, hey, how was your day? Okay, look, listen, the job offered me a job somewhere else. Now, look, nigga, you need to get your shit together. You need to pack your shit. We leaving tomorrow. That's exactly how the conversation went down.
He ain't got no options, okay?
He ain't got no options. I don't give a shit if you got to quit, no nothing. Is you coming or you going? Where's you coming going? And you got to find, and you got to find somewhere to stay when you get there. And you got to find somewhere to stay.
Find
you
so much
some extended stay for you.
So see, so you look, listen. And so, you know, and I know people who've been in that situation who, you know, picked up. Maybe they didn't have too much to pick up. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, not necessarily pick up to say that they didn't have nothing, but maybe they just may have been in a place where they could say, you know what? Baby, since this job is better for you, you know what? I'm going to pick up. I'm going to go with you because, one, you may not know other people there, and you need to have somebody around you that's going to be there for you. I get it.
Right.
To have your back. All that awesome bust. But then you also got people who ain't like, who ain't willing. Jesus, been not just willing to work with you. But it's okay.
Not at all.
So that's my thought process. I'm going to, if it's my man and it's him, I'm willing to work with you if you're willing to work with me. Don't give me no bullshit on some dumb shit. Like, you just don't give me no dumb shit. Oh, well, since I'm having to move,
right?
You know what I'm saying? Like, if you don't, like, if you start talking about some, well, you know, I need you to be here, this, this, that, and the third, and you're not understanding where I'm coming from, then guess what? Two tears in the bucket, fuck it, and you can kiss my ass.
Bye.
Since you want me on some hoes.
Wait a minute. Raising my hand. Wait a minute. Flag on the play. Did you just say two tears in a bucket and fuck it?
Is that what
you said?
Two tears in a bucket, fuck it. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
That is.
Alrighty.
Bye. And chuck up the deuces. You know what I mean?
Deuces.
Not before I hit you with that middle finger, then added the other. Please don't play games with me.
Two middle fingers in the air.
I think that. Two tears in the bucket,
Like,
that's right. y'all ain't never heard that before.
I heard it. I'm just surprised that you brought it back.
Two tears in the bucket.
Two tears in the bucket, sucking. Cry me a river, why don't you?
I'm just saying, like, you can't expect me, like, if you can't give me the same type of courtesy that I would give you, then what are we doing? What is this?
Wasting time.
We can't.
Wasting time.
Right, and I'm not
fucking and wasting time.
So that's why I could be, you know, that's why if we're having a conversation and this is how this is working out, look, listen, I don't know if I would like to be your friend or not, but we can try to work on a friendship. But just please understand that if you decided this today, you do understand that you're now single, okay? And when you see me with somebody else, I don't want to hear shit. I don't want you to say, hey, what you doing? I'm about to get my ass rubbed. What do you do? Don't ask me the bullshit because I'm going to give you some real shit, and then you're going to be real mad. So, that's my thought. I don't know if Ron is listening, but Ron has not said that he wants to talk about this. Ron, let me know if you want to, he said he wants to talk. Okay, all right. Hey, Ron.
Hola.
Hola, Ron.
Hi, boyfriend.
Hey, girlfriend. How you doing?
I'm good, boo. How you doing?
He tries when she gets
Dre, how's everybody doing?
Did you just say I was going to leave him?
Yep.
Did you just say
hey, girlfriend.
She's going to
pack her bag.
She's
gone.
I did not say that. I said we were going to have a conversation. You need to get it right.
Medusa was talking, I was feeling a little bit what she was saying. My only question is, well, what if he was your husband? Does that make it any different?
Absolutely, because that's my life partner. So what I do affects him directly because he's the man that I have his last name, and I have vowed before God, my family and friends, and a whole bunch of ugly other motherfucking people that I want to invite to my wedding that we were going to spend our life together. So that changes the ball game. Absolutely. He can say, babe,
there is a certain thing as divorce, so it don't mean that he's your lifelong husband just because you get married.
I mean,
But if I feel like he's, if I know for a fact, this is my thing. If I know for a fact that he's the man that I was designed to spend the rest of my life with, because some people have people that they, you know, everybody got somebody for them, right? And if I know that he is, you know, maybe he's in a position where his job can't move, it's going to cause more stress in our relationship, in our marriage, because my marriage, to me, is sacred. When I do it, I want to do it one time. I ain't got time to be jumping around, divorcing, and then jumping back into marriage. No, I'm going to do it one time. It needs to be done right. So, therefore, I know we're going to have a conversation, but at the end of the day, if he's my husband, I know that he's going to make the best decision for me, because a marriage is a sacrifice. You sacrifice a lot of things for that other person. You sacrifice what you need to do for your family. You know what I mean? So, therefore, the ball game changes for me, and I may not have that mentality where I'm just going to be straight up like, well, I'm not going to do this, because I got to make sure it makes sense for all of us. You know what I mean? Because I don't want us to have issues because of it. You know what I mean? But if he's my husband and if he knows me and he's like, okay, I know what you're trying to do with your life. You know what I mean? I didn't see you go through the struggles that you done been through. I didn't been there. You know what I mean? I didn't see you work your way through this corporate ladder. And these people are trying to put you in another position. You know what I mean? He's going to make the right decision as the head of our household and say, babe, you know what I mean? We're going to go for it. You know, it might be a little rough. I might have to stay here for 6 months until I can get there with you full time. You know what I mean? Because if he's my husband, they're going to relocate me and my family. So that means my husband and my children, right, versus my boyfriend. You know what I mean?
Oh, now all of a sudden you know the terms. 10 minutes ago, y'all ain't know the terms. Taylor was kicking the motherfucker out.
No. Taylor said she didn't know the terms. But I'm just saying, if you move your family, if you move, they're considering your spouse and your children. That's standard. They're not, because they can't just make, they're not going to recognize your boyfriend. But they do recognize, because think about it. On my benefits, I can't claim my boyfriend. I might be able to some degree.
You actually can, depending on where you at, because you can. It's called your life partner, and they can't discriminate on homosexuals. So if homosexuals can have life partners, and heterosexuals can have life partners, and I know on most benefits, not all, but most benefits, you can claim your. And you said it didn't matter, but it does when you have a common law. That, I mean, is law.
But how many states recognize common law boyfriend? Because not many do anymore.
But we're not talking about a state law. We're talking about a health benefit, and that's a private industry. So that don't necessarily have anything to do with. But that being said, I hear what you're saying. Only thing is, I didn't hear the word us too much when y'all were talking. Y'all were saying me.
Exactly.
Didn't I have a conversation and we was going
and I had a conversation too, but I said it changes the ball game. If it's my boyfriend, we're gonna have a conversation, right?
I'm not having a conversation. I'm going in the house. I'm telling you what happened, and I'm packing my bags.
So
I see
me and
a lot
I
of people chasing money and be miserable in their life because they chasing the money. So I mean, I can't disagree with you saying, because it's your life, and I can't tell you how to live your life.
That's what we're trying to say.
But chasing the money sometimes ain't necessarily the thing to do, because if it's meant for you, and I ain't the most religious person, but if it's meant for you, then you gonna get it no matter where you at.
Absolutely, because you in your purpose. Absolutely, I get that. I mean, there's a lot of things to be considered. But like I said, my initial reaction to this was, if it's my boyfriend, you know what I mean, I might not make the same decisions for my boyfriend that I'm going to make for my husband, because that's just the way it is. My husband, it's a totally different ballgame.
And that's,
you know
the
what
way
mean?
It is. That's the way it is. I'm sorry. I got you all prepped. Go on, keep going.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
I'm going to get me another drink. For me, I think I might need another one too. But anyway, so what I'm saying is, like, for me, I'm going to have the conversation, because obviously if I've been in this relationship for a while and this person means something to me, we've developed whatever we have going on, we're going to have a conversation about it. And we're going to kind of hash out the pros and the cons, You know what I mean? But I'm more likely to bend for the man who is my husband because he's the head of my household. You know what I mean? He is the man that God designed to be the head of my household. So therefore, anything that I do is I have to talk to him. I can't make no decisions without talking to this man because he is my other half. You know what I mean? I'm his rib. You know what I mean? So vice versa, he can't make no decisions without talking to me. It would be the same exact thing if it was for him. You know what I mean? But at the end of the day, yeah, chasing money can, you know, sometimes lead to issues, you know what I mean? But I would hope that a person would take the consideration and look at also the money, but look at the benefit, because sometimes you can have a whole lot of money but not be happy, you know what I mean? And it may not work for you, and you may be miserable, and you may find yourself in a worse situation. So you got to look at all things when you make that decision. But all I'm saying for this particular scenario is that I'm more willing to sit down and make some other decisions, and even maybe take the chance of not going for it if my husband has an issue with it. If he feels that that's not the best thing for our family, that's not going to move us in the right direction, then therefore, okay, I'm not going to take it because I got to trust him. You know what I mean? I got to trust him that if I decide not to take this job, and it might be a $20,000 a year pay increase or whatever the case may be, I got to trust that he got us and we're going to be okay no matter what happens. And that's the problem. People, women, men, people making lifelong decisions with temporary ass people who are boyfriends and girlfriends and changing their whole life because of this person who you are not legally attached to. That's how I feel. I don't want a man to make a decision regarding me that's going to change his life. If he thinks that job is better for him, Ron, if you my boyfriend and we've been kicking it and you decided you're going to move all the way to Alaska, and I might not want to see you go to Alaska because it's cold as hell out there and ain't nobody got time for being in darkness for 6 months. Ain't nobody got time for that. But I'm going to accept the fact that, you know what I mean, you got to do what's best for you because I'm not your wife. And it might hurt me, but I'm willing to sacrifice because I care about you, because I want to see you do what it is that you need to do. And if you are truly meant for me, we're going to come back around. We're going to link up. You know what I mean? It's going to happen. So, you know, what's for you is for you.
It sounds like you've thought it out, and maybe you didn't think it out. It's just your true feelings. That's what's up. All I'm saying is that if this is your boyfriend, right, and I don't know how long the relationship is with this person, or let's say me and you together, I don't know how long we've been together. But for the most part, if you've been with somebody over a year or two, you're having unprotected sex. So off back, you're giving this man a whole level of trust that's more important than money. You're giving him your body. So off back,
right,
you've already made certain capitulations that you're like, all right, I'm going to give him this. I'm going to give him this. If y'all are together for a year or two, it's possible y'all living together. So you've already given him a certain amount of things, or y'all are sharing a certain amount of things, not you've given him. So y'all already have a certain level that needs to be discussed. So I get the discussion thing. There's nothing wrong with that. And I've been sipping, so I may say something that's a little awkward. But that being said, sometimes that money is the, you know what I'm saying, chasing that money, man, that ain't necessarily the best thing all the time. But one thing I will let you know is that you got to look at a lot of things. So if you're going from down south to up north, the price of the cost of living is different. So that $20,000 is eating up right here. You know what I mean? So
right.
So it seems like you're going up, but it's really a lateral move. You know what I'm saying? Because the price of living. If you have
right.
children, now you don't have no family in this new place, so now you don't have that support system to hold them down on the weekends or pick them up from school. So now you got to pay somebody that's eating more into it. So it's definitely a conversation that has to be had, unless you're Taylor.
Okay, because Taylor said, "Fuck that shit, go back."
Exactly.
He said, "Two tears in the bucket, fuck it. Two tears in the bucket."
Exactly.
Fuck it. That's what she said.
That's
hey,
what I
look,
said.
I said that. I said two cheers in the bucket.
No,
but hey,
but I'm saying she said what you said without even saying
it. She co-signed
right?
it. Mm-hmm. She co-signed it. She
right,
co-signed
yeah,
it.
She did.
She co-signed it.
But, okay, so that was a good conversation. It was a good old healthy conversation there. As we transition into this next piece of conversation, the question is, have you ever been used for sex or used someone
ooh.
For sex? So we're gonna, this is a complete transition. This is something completely different. So
yeah,
if y'all want to,
yeah, we didn't went all the way on yeah. the other side.
It was on the other side. And this only stems because this came across that old, good old desk. So,
when I tell you, that conversation had me in tears. That conversation had me in tears. Like, he was really upset, and he was really in his feelings. And he was like, Taylor, I just don't know what to do. And I had to mute my phone because I didn't want him to hear me laughing. Like, it was really, like, he was really upset. And all I was
okay.
thinking was, like, if you don't man up, like, just relax. Just calm down.
Okay.
So he was feeling some
so
kind
tell
of
us,
way.
Tell us,
a
scenario of what this situation is. Tell us the scenario of the situation, please.
Okay.
Since
scenario,
it came from your portion of the desk.
It's always something on my side of the desk. The scenario is one of my good guy friends, he called me. He was upset because he felt like his girlfriend was using him for sex. And I asked how. He's like, oh, well, you know, she only wanna give me head, and then she just go to sleep, and then it'd be like, what about me? Like, I had things that I like to do too.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, wait, so let me get this straight. So she gave you some head, and then she was like, that's all she wanted. She just gave you some head, and then she went to bed. Like, she ain't argue with you. Like, she ain't say nothing to you. He's like, no. I'm like, so why are you upset? He's like, I feel like she's using me because I like to do things too. Like, what if I want to have sex? Like, what if I want to? I'm like, but you already, but I didn't know what to say. I was so confused. And then I had to mute my phone because I started laughing. Because it's like, bruh, I don't know if you know, but it's not too many girls out there in the world that do that to begin with. So the fact that she did it without even having to prompt you, and then she didn't even want anything in return, speaks volumes.
You should have been happy that she sucked the dick.
Exactly.
Some people gotta, like, beg for it. Like, you should just be happy. Just be happy and come and go to sleep, unless you just didn't make it come. I mean, but I'm not going to talk about
see,
that.
See, that was my thought. That was my thought. So I was like, so you did, oh, okay. I was like, so you're upset because she just did it and she fell asleep halfway, so you didn't finish. He was like, no, I finished.
So well, why are you complaining?
Just, you don't bust that nut that yeah. So your ass to sleep. The fuck right here. I don't know. That's why I don't like giving advice, man. I probably would have touched his ass out about 20 minutes.
Oh, wait a minute.
Don't you
talk about no advice, no nothing. Don't you do it.
Oh, shit.
Jay said, and I quote, if you don't bust that nut in that girl's throat and take your ass to sleep, I'm done.
Exactly.
I'm over it. I'm done for the rest of the night. I am done. I am checking out.
Go ahead and get that wash, bro.
I mean, I get it. Sometimes you want to, you know what I'm saying, do some things. I get it. But I don't know if that's a conversation I would have shared with anyone in the world. I just would have
exactly.
just been upset internally.
That's going to make her look like me and him. Like,
Ron.
What's wrong with you?
Ron said,
I know
he's ungrateful old Negro.
Exactly. And I know Taylor's facial expression.
and I know how she do. I guarantee you, she had the most fucked up look on her face. I bet she was looking at this motherfucker. Are you fucking serious?
I know you fucking lying.
I've been praying to tell the truth. You stared at him for about 5 minutes before you said anything, didn't you?
I had my phone on mute. I was in tears. I was laughing so hard. I
exactly.
was in tears. And then when I couldn't think, I was like, I was trying to figure it out. I was like, well, maybe she bit him or something. And he ain't like it, or it was just like something happened. And no matter how I asked, that's what I thought.
He hit him with the teeth. But damn,
no,
I went straight Jerry Springer on this thing. I just started to go to Oprah Kent right there on the phone. You know how the crowd just said, go to Oprah. Go, I just started that bullshit right there on the damn phone. What are you fucking saying? If you don't bust that nut,
wait a minute.
Bust that nut in that girl's throat. Get your ass up and go in there and get that wipe, get that washcloth. Wipe your paws off. Make sure she's clean. Get her a cup of water and cover her ass to fuck up and go to sleep. What the fuck? And get your ass on the PlayStation or something. Or watch the ESPN. You want to watch your money.
She sound like wife material.
Niggas walking in the house right now talking about, can I get my dick sucked? You better ask your mama to suck your dick. I ain't sucking no dick tonight. About getting goddamn head.
Holy shit. You stupid, right?
Like that, that's not the shit you complain about. That's not what you complain about.
That's not the shit you complain about.
He's suffering from a case of bitch assness, because that's a bitch ass move.
Not some Joe ass.
I tell you what, I tell you one thing. I bet he won't go to work bragging, saying some shit like that.
Oh, no. His boys will laugh him right out the office.
Man, shoot. I just got my dick up, man. I ain't even want no head. Niggas will probably jump that nigga at work.
Oh, but
you want no head? That's all you want to do is cut your feet.
What the fuck?
Why?
Right.
I had to ask.
This
lady be
black. Nah, they
maybe
both
he
are.
Is.
And then I was like,
maybe
and I was like, okay. I was like, okay, so maybe, I was like, all right, so you complaining because it was bad. Nah. You
what
was complaining.
Was he complaining for?
He's bitch ass. He's bitch ass. At the end of the day, he's bitch ass.
So you mean to tell me he complaining and the head is good?
Oh, okay, so listen, let me run this down. Let me just so that I can have a better understanding of this person. Because this is nobody that I know. So you mean, and I'm going to put myself in it. You mean to tell me, I come home from work. Hey, baby,
mm-hmm.
How was your day? And his day was like, man, I just don't know what kind of day I had. It was fucked up. Oh, okay. Now, I guess my hat to go and, do what I need to do in the bathroom, come back out. And I happily place my ass on my knees and do what I need to do. I get him to his ending because that's what I'm here for. And I say, you know what? You have a good night. I'm going to go ahead and go to bed. You mean to tell me you sitting your ass up mad? If you don't tell, be fucked up.
Exactly.
Let me tell you something.
Right.
Because there's only a couple of things that's going to happen here. Okay? So if I get you to come, either I've already cleaned up the mess or you got some cleaning to do. There's only two things that's going to happen. And a lot of times I probably cleaned up the mess my goddamn self. So what the fuck are you complaining about? Now, you
exactly.
can complain if I didn't ask you what the fuck your guy, the fuck your day was.
Exactly. Wouldn't be me.
Now, I hate to sound hostile now, but this motherfucker's ungrateful.
give me some head, then you go to sleep, and I get my nut. I'm going to put my thumb in my mouth. I'm going to sleep like a baby.
Like a baby putting his thumb in his mouth.
Right?
Going to sleep
well,
like a baby.
Yes, I might put my thumb in my mouth. I'm going to sleep. Yes.
But my head is she hasn't complained.
And if you let
the young lady has not complained, correct, Taylor? She hasn't complained to say, well, you don't rub on my butt at nighttime.
No. Not at all. She came according. This is the situation. This is what I got. This is the situation. She came in from work. He was minding his business. She was like, "Well, I'm here. You here? Your dick here? Well, I'm gonna go on and see what's up." After that, she kindly took her behind to sleep.
I don't even think
it was that, because she doesn't seem like that type of person. I think it was just like, hey, I was thinking about this a little earlier. Let me go on and get this out the way.
We got to clap for her. She need a round of applause. We need to clap for her.
I don't have sound effects and stuff. Shavor only has sound effects, and she ain't here right now.
She need to be punched in his damn face.
I'm making a round of applause. Yay!
Yeah, a round of applause for getting your dick cut, and she's going to sleep without complaining.
And she didn't want nothing in return, didn't ask you for nothing, didn't argue with you about nothing.
Now he wants to do some extra shit. He wants to give her pleasure, right? She's not asking you for it, but you want to give it to her. And Wait a minute, let me finish. Is she not being receptive of it? Because if she just goes to the room and goes to sleep, is there a reason why you're not following behind her and not pulling them drawers down and putting your mouth to it? Is there a reason why?
Why?
She can't stop you if you want to do something. If he really wanted to do it, you know what I'm saying? She not going to stop him. She can't stop him. So I don't know why this motherfucker is taking up this much of our energy. He sounds like he needs to just go in a fucking cave somewhere and just hibernate, because he is a bitch boy.
Bitch-assness. He has bitch-assness.
Okay, so we have determined this conversation has been brought to us by bitch-assness. And so, therefore, we're not going to continue this bullshit. Bullshit and bitch-assness. This is what we're not going to tolerate. We don't tolerate that shit around here on the code.
And then she complains to Taylor of all people.
Exactly.
Like she ain't gonna tell it. Like she probably was still on the phone with that dude sending us messages.
Let me tell you something. I had just pressed the end button when I sent that message. I literally got off the phone and was like, I got to tell him this shit here.
Nice.
I couldn't help it.
You know what? You did him a disservice, Taylor, by laughing at him with the mute button on. You should have had that mute button off so he could hear you laughing at his bitch ass.
Exactly.
Because he needs to be told the truth.
Man, my homeboy say some stupid shit like that. I'm laughing like a motherfucker. I'm cool, God. I wish the motherfucker would.
I'm not going to give it no more of my energy. I'm not.
Thank you.
How about y'all?
It's taking my breath away.
I can't even give words to that dumb shit. Like, I just can't do dumb shit. And I've been doing dumb shit all week. So I'm definitely not doing this dumb shit on my Friday as I'm drinking. The fuck? You can goddamn claim it. You'll get your ass somewhere and sit deep up down.
Now, that's the motherfucker you supposed to leave and go to Chicago for.
Exactly. You know what?
Exactly.
Cause I'm gone. Bye.
Bye. I'm going to move on to somebody who likes it.
Running. Talking about, you don't want to get your dick? Actually, flip my hair while I do it. How about that one?
I mean, let's just reverse it. What if a woman be like, I came in, my man threw me on the couch, ate my pussy, and then he went and played basketball, and I'm mad at him. Y'all would slap
what
that
I'm
bitch.
What I'm mad for?
Man, I would be like,
I
would crush that bitch.
When he get back, he better not play basketball too goddamn hard, because he's going to be in trouble when he get back. I'm just going
to
say that.
So y'all wouldn't be suspicious. He just sit there every damn day. I'm tired, but I'm going to eat your pussy. But you ain't get no meat rammed up between your legs. You ain't going to be suspicious. Like, this motherfucker done got gonorrhea or some shit. He ain't trying to put his thing on me. Something ain't right.
Exactly. She going to think that motherfucker got some. So now let's turn it around. Maybe she got some. That's why she like, let me just suck his dick. He go get some.
It may not be a disease or something. It could be she might get her some good opinion on the side, and then she just got it earlier, and she got it in the inside.
And she don't want him to know that her. Walls is a little loose. She don't want her to know that her elasticity is a little stretched out.
But the thing is this: if she was small, if this was the case, and she was smart enough on her way back home, she'd be doing her right exercise. She'd be right in play.
She would have been doing them cackles, honey.
Mm-hmm.
Get it tight.
Oh, she would have been riding cackles.
Yeah. She's like, I ain't fucking him and his little dick. I don't need none of that. I just put him on the side of my mouth. Not even her whole mouth, just the side of her mouth.
Wow.
You know what? I cannot.
She busting her walls out.
Busting them out.
That's probably what it is, too, boy.
She
probably cheating.
Taylor, call that motherfucker right now. Call him right now. Right now, call his ass. We got something to say to him.
Oh, my God. She's cheating. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, she getting
it. I'm sitting there. I done called this dude all types of lying ass. And sorry. Oh, man, dude, you get cheated on.
You didn't even think about it. You didn't even look at the other side of the scenario or the other corn.
Yeah, he busting that open.
Big daddy, she busting it open wide open, and she just like, I can't even let him know. But my thing is, she come home to him every night and still suck his dick, so she can't be so sad. Well, maybe it don't take
as much to suck that little dick versus the other dick that she's been riding. You know, I'm just saying.
And it could be that too. It could be a good. All she needs to put her mouth to work for a good 15, 20 minutes. And he says.
Oh, my God.
She might be over there dealing with the anaconda over there. And he's like, boom, boom. And she can't handle it, you know. Make her come up for air a few times.
It's not always, it may not always be that, like, just, or she may not want him to put his mouth down there for a little while because she may not really like the way he eats it.
Either that or she got sperm still floating around in her drawers. Oh, did I say that out loud?
Oh, you did say that.
I mean, it could be a lot of things. You know what I'm saying? It could be a lot of things that could be going on in that situation. Now, I hate to hear if this brother is getting cheated on, but, I mean, you complaining about getting a goddamn head every day. Like, you recently cheated on.
Exactly.
As I said, she cooked what I want every night. I come home, it's my favorite meals cooked every night, and I'm just mad she don't make me a sandwich. Like, motherfucker, do you hear what you're saying?
Right.
Maybe you just wanted to say, but you know what? When Taylor was first telling us this, I had some questions because it just didn't seem right at first because she was like, all she wants to do is give him head and go to bed. And I was like, well, have they had regular sex before? Because I was trying to get to the point of, like, has he touched the cat? Like, if he ain't touched the cat, then we might have another problem on our hands.
Yep.
No, they've been together for a while. They live together. It's just that these couple of days or whatever, she just came in from work and just was like, you know,
hey, I just want to do this.
Maybe
and I just want to go to bed. I'm
maybe
not,
she has been thinking about it all day at work. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know how some days you be like, damn, I just want to suck a dick. Like, you never have a moment like that before.
Maybe she's a different person because when I feel like that, when I be like, I just want to suck his dick, I'm like, but damn, I want him to hit me from the behind, too. You know what I'm saying? I want to hit it from the back. Like, I want him to, like, fold me up in this motherfucker.
No.
You know what I mean? So,
but, I'm talking about them days where you just, I'm talking about them days where you just sit in and you just like, you know what? You know, it's this good piece of penis and I do like this or whatever. And you'll be like, I just want to put his dick in my mouth. That's all I want to do. I don't want nothing else.
I don't want
my cat played with. I don't want my ass played with. All I want to do is suck his dick and go on about my business. Maybe
so
he's
you just talking about them straight up.
Like
I just
want to
suck dick.
But see, here's what I thought. I thought that at first too. So I was like, okay, well, did you send out the bat signal earlier on in the day? The bat signal is like that little text message, that little gif or that little picture or something real quick that you send out to let you know.
Listen,
about 8:30, shit's going to get real. Did you send out the bat call or something? He was like, no. I'm like, well, did you send it out prior or like whatever the case may be? Like, he was like, no.
He may not have to send it. He may not have.
That's what I thought
too. It may have just been a feeling that she had, because I will attest to it that I've had days like that, and that nigga didn't complain, but
exactly.
It got to a point of he didn't complain,
like,
but it got
I mean,
to a point
been...
of he was like, you know, I know what your needs are, so let me go ahead and still take care of your needs. And it didn't take him, you know, even though I may have gone and laid the fuck down, I really wasn't sleep, and I was waiting for you to come in here and take care of this shit. So I need to understand why you didn't put your big man pants on and go in there and take care of your shit. Like, if you wanted to fuck, nigga, go in there and fuck. Like, it ain't like she going back home to you. She live with him.
So I was like, okay. So here's another thing I thought.
What you say, Ron?
I said, is there anything else on the desk? Because this motherfucker is taking up too much of my energy.
Okay, wait a minute. I'll go find something.
Taking my breath away.
I'll go find it.
Okay, so other people are answering the question online. They're saying no. If I get my nut, no, I'm not complaining. I don't want to do this relationship question because it was just too long and drawn out. We'll tackle that another day. What's some other bullshit that y'all got going on as I search through some of these messages? Y'all ain't got nothing?
I just want to get my booty rubbed, though. That is all.
Are we having
nightly confessions or something right now? What the fuck?
Yeah, I'm just.
Okay, transition, nightly confession.
I get filthy when that liquor get into me. I've been thinking.
That's not
I've
liquor. That's box wine. It's not liquor.
Well, it's white people wine that works.
Medusa has decided that she wants her butt rubbed on.
Yep. I need somebody to rub my booty.
All right.
Rub my booty, please.
I've decided that in my revelations of the week, I've reached my breaking point with a certain situation, so it's done. It's dead, never to be rehashed. So that's my weekly confession.
Oh.
Yeah. Anybody else got one?
I had a confession yesterday. I was tired of outside yesterday. I saw way too much fuckery, outside yesterday. The whole 2 hours I was outside, I just came back in the house and I didn't want to go back outside. Like, it was bad. I don't know. like all the niggotry that could possibly happen in one day happened to me while I was outside. It was bad.
Niggotry?
It was bad.
Niggotry.
Niggotry. Yes.
She said niggotry.
Yes. All of it. Yep.
I cannot.
I mean, I'm talking about a dude that's like whole, just like sleeping in the middle of the sidewalk, just sleep on the sidewalk.
I cannot.
Yeah. He got a whole like Arizona bottle filled to the top with beer, but we not supposed to know it's beer, but it looks like beer. He just on the sidewalk sleep.
Oh, girl, that ain't beer. That was probably piss.
Then his friend. No, let me tell you about his friend. So I'm walking to the store, minding my business. So his friend is trying to pee in the Coca-Cola bottle.
Oh, told you it was piss.
But here's the problem. Here's the problem. Like, you know, you think he would be facing the alleyway, right? Like, you think he would be, like, discreet about it. No, he's facing the street, like, where traffic is, where the sidewalk is. So I cross the street, going to the store, minding my business, jamming to my music, and I'm walking down the street. Next thing I know, I see this strange homeless penis that I didn't ask to see.
So let me get this
straight. Peeing in a Coca-Cola bottle.
It's a perfectly good alley there, and he chose to stick his little pencil dick in a small-ass Coca-Cola bottle top to piss.
Exactly. Facing traffic. So it's cars riding up and down the street. It's people outside. It's the street is a main road, so it's a bus route. People are on the buses going back and forth. Yeah. Yep.
I can't. I'm not. I shall not.
Yes, it was too much. I forgot what I wanted outside. I just came back in the house. I didn't even go. I didn't even get what I needed to get from the store. I was just like, fuck it. I don't need it. I'm going back in the house, and I closed my blinds, and I stayed in the house for the rest of the day. Like, I can't be bothered.
Yeah,
okay,
it was
I got
a very
confession.
Strange day. Okay, okay.
What
I
you
got a
confession about?
You want
so
to rub
my boots? I'm off on Fridays and Saturdays, right? And
okay.
The baby goes to daycare, to the sitter. Kept
mm-hmm.
her today. I didn't let her go to the sitter. I said, you know, I got my oldest daughter down here. We're going to spend some time together. And I confess that I don't think I'm going to ever do that shit again. I'm not
going to
do it. Right. I played myself. I'm stupid. You know what I'm saying? I should know better than to keep a form. If I'm paying for her ass to be cared for, I need to take her to the care provider because she was a motherfucking handful today. And as much as I love my baby, I don't need to see her every fucking second of the day. And I confess that next Friday and subsequent Fridays, she will be with Mrs. Tariq watching her ass.
Right. And
the baby
better. Wore you out today, huh? The baby that wore you out.
Wore me out.
Okay.
I'm
not doing nobody stupid on none of these posts. I need y'all to understand it. So I just made a post that this week's group confessions are too much to code live. Why would somebody say what group? If you pay attention to my goddamn
people.
Page, you would want to ask, well, what's the code
like
live? Then let me tell you about people this week. Let me tell you about people this goddamn week.
Dumb.
I had to blame it on the full moon. I had to because we've had a full moon every night this week. One, I need for insecure bitches not to pick the goddamn phone up when I'm trying to call your goddamn man about this goddamn bill that's goddamn late. Okay? I don't want you. I literally had to tell a lady today, ma'am, I don't want your man.
Right?
He is tired, dude. What do I do with him? He can't even pay his goddamn bill on time. But anyway, Then I had a ruder person yesterday who is upset because of X, Y, and Z. She comes on the line cussing like a banshee, okay? I look at her information. She done cussed so much at the automated system. It changed the address to what she said to it.
Are you serious?
As a heart attack.
I cannot with her. She needs to take a chill pill, take some Xanax.
So,
her
I'm trying to do my job. I got to fix it. Let me tell you, my job makes me dislike people. That's why I need these Fridays and these Wednesdays, because that's when I get to talk to people who got a little bit of sense. Because I talk to people who ain't got no goddamn sense all day long. I've been all peopled out all week long because my head has been hurting every day. I had to do 5 whole ass miles and about kill myself because I got tired of people. I need to have more air in my body, outside, in the fresh air.
Yeah.
But I just can't with the dumb shit with dumb people. Like, don't, and then don't call me and ask me for no fucking advice if you're not going to fucking listen. You're just not going to do it. I don't care who you are to me. Now, I have dubbed the policy of if you call me to vent, my goal, my thing is to only listen to you and let you vent and only offer advice that you're willing to listen to and that you're going to take. If you're not listening to what I'm saying to you about what you're talking about, don't call me. I ain't the one for you to talk to. I'm just here to listen to you vent. That's all I need. I'm like, yeah, okay. That doesn't mean I'm agreeing with you. That's just me actively listening. Like, don't do it. And you don't call me about no complaining about no fuck bitches. Like, just don't call me complaining about getting your dick fucked. I don't give a fuck. Like, that's where I'm at. Maybe I needed a vent. Mm-hmm. Maybe. Like, just... That's where I'm at with people. Like, don't do this with me. Like, I've reached my limit. I'm over my people limit.
Yeah.
I can't give you no more of me because you're doing fuck shit. Like, I just can't do it. And so Taylor and her homeless man and his piss Arizona up. And so should I answer this person's message on my Facebook, y'all?
No. No, because they stupid.
Yes.
And they don't deserve a response. They're stupid.
Dear stupid. Oh, I was about to type that.
If you would just read and pay attention, then your dumbass would be asking this dumbass question.
Check out my previous post.
Did I say that out loud? I did. I'm sorry.
I say, check the previous post and listen to the show. How about that? How about that one for the good people? I was good. I did it.
It was nice. He was nice. He was
nice. I was
nice.
Nice.
I commend you on niceness.
Okay. So, y'all remember how last week we were talking about the Jack Daniels honey?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all remember that? So, me and Dre went to the club on Saturday. I want to tell y'all about this. I want to tell y'all the story. So me and Dre went to the club on Saturday. We went to a day party. So his cousin is a bartender. Dre had gone somewhere else, and I was still at the bar, and I was talking to her. I said, hey, do you have Jack Daniels, honey? And she was like, you know what? I do. I said, okay, girlfriend, listen. We're going to fix a drink for that. And she's like, well, I'm not sure really what to put in it. So I had her put some ginger ale and, like, a little splash of pineapple juice. Just a splash,
mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot, but just a splash.
A splash.
Dre ended up fried, died, and laid to the side.
Damn.
First of all, his cousin is very heavy-handed when it comes to alcohol. Okay.
Oh Lord.
So imagine the clear version. Imagine the clear version of a red Solo cup. Okay. And the half of it is filled with alcohol.
Oh, shit.
So,
yeah, Medina, you come down here, you cannot get no looking from her. You got to go to the other end of the bar. You got to go somewhere.
Why not?
we
Why
need
not?
You. So we are not about to sit up there and put up with you and Betty Rubble all day.
And ain't nobody going to be responsible. Ain't nobody going to be responsible for you almost dying off a chicken tender either.
I'm not going to eat no chicken tender because they're not going to let me. I was there by myself. So nobody was here with me, but I'll be responsible with you guys there. Dang.
Mm. Dang, you're going to have to be the designated.
I'm always the designated driver. But listen, so
my people gonna take care of me.
Now, mind it, I'm sitting there minding my business, drinking my drink, and so we have a homie that comes up and says, "Hey, what y'all drinking?" So Dre tells him, he's like, "I want one of them." So he takes her to the bar. She gets the same thing. She looking at me like, "What you got me drinking?" I was like, "Girl, it's good." She was like, "Yeah, it's good, but why is it so strong?" I said, like, "Girl, ain't nothing. It's even gonna do nothing. Be quiet." So, I go get me another one. I have now had two at this point, plus a Corona. And if you ever realize, yes, if you chase, any time that you realize that you've been drinking and you chase it with either a Heineken or a Corona, you get really drunk really fucking quick.
Yeah, I tried that.
So, Dre thinks he's really badass. He's on his third. And I always ask me, why are you not drunk? Why are you not this? Why are you not that? Because first of all, I know when to cut myself off. One. Two, I'm the one who got to get up home. You might want me to cut my drinking off. Because this dude is side died and made to the side. And I got pictures of him sleep. And sitting up at the restaurant after we ate.
Oh, that's what that picture was. Oh.
Damn, Gina.
Oh, damn. Damn, homie.
But me.
Because I sent it only to Shamor and Ron in the wind down office. I said, look at this shit here. Look at this.
I
right want
to see that picture. Send it to me in the cold office, please, and thank you.
Jack Daniels or was it Crap Daniels? Which one was it?
It was Jack Daniels. It was Jack Daniels.
It was a damn. It was a.
It was a Jack. I want to say it was a Jack Daniels Tennessee Honey.
Man, that's good shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It got me, buddy.
It got him, Ron. It got him good, too. That shit was hilarious. You saw how
he
was
sitting on.
I might have been drunk,
but I wasn't too damn drunk, because I remember that damn waitress was a damn dude, and you thought it was a fucking female.
I didn't look at him good. That's not my job to be surveying the waiters and waitresses. But because I didn't see him. I really didn't see him until you said something. So I had not seen Felipe. I hadn't seen him.
Did you just say Felipe?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
It was a Mexican dude. He was. I ain't ever in my life seen a tall Mexican dude dressed like a damn woman. Like he, I noticed when we got there, and he was talking to the other table. He was like, "Hey, girl." And I looked. I said, "Damn, that girl got a strong ass chin. Like her chin is strong as fuck. Like her face is big."
Maybe he was a tranny.
Nah, it wasn't no damn transmission. That was a dude.
Did you just say? Wait a minute.
That's her. No,
that was a dude. I can't call him transmission.
He said transmission at first.
Yeah, transmission. no transmissions, but I ain't fooling with them. Cause them ducks, you see how they coming for little Devon? They don't play no games, boy. You miss the
This motherfucker said it was a transfer. What's going on?
Yeah.
He said, no, first he said it was a transmission. Then he said it was a transfer. Then he said,
Betty. Somebody get Betty.
Y'all better leave the transmission alone.
You just gonna keep saying it, huh? It's like you can't even help but her laugh. It's just too much, Jesus.
Oh shit.
Y'all ain't never heard about the transmission of the ball.
No. Pull your life together. Pull it together. Pull it together, honey. Pull it together.
That's what me and Beth, me and
I don't call them that. That's what you call them. I don't call them nothing of the sort. I don't call them nothing of the sort. I may say shimonym, but I don't say transmissioner. I know what a transmission is,
what?
But I am not calling nobody no transmissioner. I call them a shimonym.
A shimonym?
A shimonym. She, him, and him.
Exactly.
That's what.
That way you won't get in trouble.
Oh, shit. Y'all is too
much. I'm about to mute Medusa if she don't get this laugh together.
No, you can't blame her. You can't blame her. Y'all saying some crazy shit right now. You can't even blame her.
I'm shimming him.
A feminine.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my God. I can't stop.
Shimonym and a transmission.
Get your L together.
Wait, what did Taylor say earlier? Negativity?
No, I said niggatry. Niggatry.
Niggatry.
Niggatry.
Niggatry. Niggatry. Oh my God, the niggatry transmission is a shimonym.
That's right up there with two tears in a bucket.
Oh my God. Y'all crazy. Y'all about to make me have an ass.
You together? Oh,
Jesus.
Oh my God.
I'm trying to kill y'all here in these streets.
I'm about to have a. Oh my God. I can't stop laughing. Oh, Jesus, help me.
Y'all are terrible.
Okay.
I'm together.
You had to.
Just in your spirit to just keep egging it on. Girl, get your pump. Go get your pump. Go get your. Go take a breathing treat.
Okay. Where's my?
She didn't need a breathing. She don't need a breathing treatment messing with y'all.
So listen.
So Taylor, I have, okay, so look, I'm going to say. say that Taylor may be the rude one out of this group because she told this clown on this dog on post to pay the fucking attention. We're going to have next week.
Okay.
No, well,
first of all,
we're going to have a show next week because I'll be out of town.
Okay, listen. Look and listen. I'm going to need for y'all to stop calling me names tonight. Y'all done called me rude twice, and then Dre done called me something else. But I'm not rude.
You were in the house and packing your shit while you told him, get his shit together. You can't live with me. Get the fuck out of here.
No. So you misunderstood. What I said was, once they give me the email and everything, all the information about this whole move, I'm going home, and when I walk in the door, I'm going to say, hey, babe, how was your day? It was cool. Guess what? They told me it's a job that they want me to go to Chicago because they got this great position for me. Now, I'm saying all of this as I'm walking to the room with my suitcase. Now,
I'm
if he want to follow by
him the email, just forward his ass the email, like, nigga, you can read. You know where I'm be at.
I didn't even think of that. That's smart. That is smart. I didn't think
defense,
of that.
In your defense, I just called you cutthroat and gangster. That's all I said. You know, that's a little bit better than rude.
And as far as this post, that wasn't okay. Maybe the all caps was a little rude. Because it seems like I'm yelling, but I could see why you could say I'm rude. Because this is like in all caps, so it looks like I'm yelling. All right. Okay. In this situation,
if his dumb ass was paying attention, he wouldn't even ask that stupid question.
Exactly.
I was nice about it. I was like, hey, look, go back and look at the other posts, then listen to the show. But this one here, she's just so special to us, Jesus. We thank you for her. Because sometimes the things that we want to be rude about and say what we want to say, she says it. I try to be all nice and southern sometimes when I'm not cursing like a fucking sailor. But I try. I try to be southern.
But she just brings it all in for us all.
Just brings it all together for us all. And you know what? It is okay. Because we love her here and we accept her here. If you bitches don't goddamn like it, guess the fuck what? We love her. And she's here to stay.
Can I ask y'all a quick question?
So,
quick question. And this is off topic.
What you want?
It's like 15 feet in this spot. No, it's like 10 feet in this spot, and you got a 12-foot car. Why the fuck you trying to fit in it?
There's always one dumb motherfucker like that in the street. And I think I got one that live beside me.
You got a fucking sedan, and you trying to fit into a compact car spot. It ain't fitting, motherfucker. Circle the block.
Find another spot.
Oh my god.
Lazy.
I'm sorry. I just pissed me off. Because if you hit my motherfucking vehicle, I'm going to be upset.
That's just lazy. He being lazy.
Oh my god. Y'all too
this
nice.
Being lazy.
Y'all too
he don't
want to
walk.
Y'all too nice.
It's probably a fucking shim in him.
Shut up. Be quiet. It probably is. Because they do eating this stuff all the time. It's probably she, him, and them. That's where the name shim in him came from.
I sound you speaking as like you Creflo Dollar speaking in tongues, like shimming him.
I shimmin' him.
Eminem in a Honda? What's your
name? I said Eminem should have bought a Honda time my boot.
Oh, my God. Oh, shit.
I cannot with you all.
Too much.
Like, you literally start breaking a sweat from laughing. That's too much. It's too much.
I've been sweating. Oh. I've been sweating for 30 minutes now.
Oh, God. You know, but you know what? You have laughed to live in eternity. You hear what I tell you? Yo, you ain't got a wrinkle mark or one in your face because you done laughed this night for the rest of your life.
Y'all did it.
I ain't doing nothing.
Her stomach got to be tight.
Girl, you have some killer ass. Jesus Christ.
I feel like I got about a six pack.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Dre started it.
So, Dre, let me ask you going to drink that Jack Daniels again?
So what now?
You going to drink that Jack Daniels again?
Most definitely. That shit was good as fuck.
So, wait a minute. Okay, before we go. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all one of my pet peeves, and y'all just going to have to, because we're going to go back to this sucking dick thing, because somebody just made a comment that says, yes, because I can't come from just you the motherfucking lie, any man can come from here. It might just take a while, but you, sir, with your pain, you can come from here. I need you to stop telling these fucking lies on this goddamn post.
I can't.
I remember one time this dude told me that I said, oh, for real, you can't come from getting hit. Bet you was sucking your thumb later. Shut the fuck up with all them goddamn lies. Stop telling them lies. You just don't want no bitch to be down there for a long period of time.
Lies. All lies.
What if I put on here? I know you fucking lying.
Just put lies.
The lies you tell all over this goddamn pussy.
Lies.
Y'all stupid. Why do I talk to y'all every week at the same time?
Because you love us.
Y'all crazy. So next week, we will not have a show because I will be out of town with my family. We're going on our family vacation before school starts back. So we're going to have a show next week. So we'll be back here the week after. We'll see.
I won't be there. My daughter's 21 the week after. Oh, man.
It's okay. We'll drink and celebrate for her. But I will, before we sign off tonight, I will leave you with a little tidbit. Okay. If you're going to be fashionably late, don't you show up ugly. That's my thought for the week.
Oh, my God.
You see what I'm saying? How you saying?
The word fashion isn't fashionably, right? If you're going to be fashionably late, you got to have some fucking fashion.
Why don't you show up ugly? Don't you dare show your ass up nowhere ugly.
I commented on the post.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. What did she say? God, Jesus.
I'm about to look. Hold on. I'm about to look.
We will see y'all in the week after next.
All I did was make a comment. That's all. All I did was make a comment.
What was the comment? What was the comment?
She said somebody said stop fucking lying.
I'm done.
I just
why?
Made a comment. That's all.
Why? Is it so? Like why?
Why?
Is it so? Now I got to listen to this gay ass dude talk about his gay ass comments. Jesus Christ. It's okay. I left y'all with my thought of the week. Let me repeat it in case nobody heard it.
Don't. Please don't. I can't take no more.
Okay. Well, since Medisa decided that she didn't want to hear it again, you can always go to my Facebook page and see it because I did post it on my Facebook page earlier.
You can say it again. But
you say it again? Okay. So if you're going to be faster than me,
Say it.
If you're going to be fashionably late, okay, don't be a transmission.
That's right. Don't be no transmissioner.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Or ugly.
Ugly transmission.
That's even worse. Ten times worse.
ugly Shimonim transmission.
Oh.
Y'all too much. I can't take it. I can't take it.
Oh, my God.
But I promise you on everything I like and I love, nobody I know shows up anywhere late and ugly. So, therefore, you all should never show up fashionably late or ugly because I am your friend. So, I would like to thank everybody who participated in the code this evening. Thank you for those who dropped some shit on our desk and having and creating this goddamn show that y'all got this night. This show has been brought to you with a lot of stuff.
By bullshitting bitch asses.
It's been brought to you by bullshitting and bitch asses. Orange juice and vodka. Wine and a
vodka and tonic.
Don't forget
vodka
white people,
and tonic.
White people boxed wine.
Let me correct myself. Instead of boxed wine, we have white people boxed wine. So we would like to thank everybody for joining us on the code for this week. Y'all are too much. I'm taking my tired ass to sleep. I wish I did have somebody to rub on my butt, but I'm just going to go cuddle up to my goddamn pillow. So,
me too.
I want you all to be good, and I'll talk to you soon. Okay?
Good night, good people.
And good night.
Shimonim Jambalaya.
Hey. Oh, good night. Get off of this phone line.
Good night.
Everybody say good night.